I will give my comments before the video plays. This woman gets pretty long-winded, but she is like many other women in the adult entertainment industry. She left her normal job to live in front of a web camera. As you will hear, she retired to try and have a relationship, but her relationship failed. Surprise, surprise. She then returned to the adult entertainment industry again. What she does not realize is she will never find a good man. No good man is going to be with a woman who gets ran through for a living.
A lot of you have asked me how I got started in the adult industry and kind of what the timeline has been, because I know it gets a little bit muddled. So I'm here today to tell you about it. Okay, so I was 25 and this was 11 years ago. And at the time I was working in hospitality, specifically as a front desk agent for a luxury hotel in Beverly Hills. So it was a really interesting job. It was definitely a stressful job, but came with some kind of fun stories. And then at that time, my partner had been laid off of his job in digital film. I remember seeing a pop-up ad for one of the webcam sites. I think it was the one with Jasmine in the name. And there was this beautiful Eastern European woman who looked like a model. And it said that she was live on camera right at that moment and ready to talk to people. I thought this was bullshit. I thought there was no way that you could go to a site and there would be somebody live talking to you. But it had piqued my curiosity, so I thought I would look into it and see if maybe it was legit. And it turned out that it was. And so since I had met my partner at the time through kind of the BDSM community and I was getting a little more open about expressing my sexuality, I thought maybe I could try this. I figured it might be a good way to earn a little bit of extra money. Of course, it did make me nervous because I knew that it would be on the internet forever. So when I started, I wore a mask, one of those masquerade masks. This was super goofy and it did not last that long. I eventually kind of ditched that idea and went to just wigs and hoped that that would maybe hide my identity for at least a little bit. Kind of a funny side note about that website is that I joined in the kink category and they kicked me out of it because apparently if you are into kink, you can't wear pink. And you can't have any light colors. It had to be red or black, and it had to be like latex or leather, which was not my brand of this. So I switched websites. Pretty quickly, I was making a couple $100s a day, and it was way more fun and interesting than my job. So I quit and I started doing it full time. I did exclusively webcam work for the next 5 years, and that included hosting events for other women in that industry, which was really fulfilling for me. After I had gained and then lost a lot of weight, and you can see that in another video of mine, I decided that I would go for what I really wanted to do, which was work for the pro sites. I had a dominatrix friend named Snow Mercy, who knew one of the directors over at Kink, and she put in a good word for me, and he hired me, and I continued for the next year and a half or so to do professional video work for Kink and for some of the other companies while still doing webcam work. In 2016, I had been doing it for 7 years, and I retired, or I thought I retired, just basically kind of for a relationship that I was in and to try and get another career. And then this last August, we broke up, and I am back now. So here I am.